Okay, this is a brief report about the sightings of the International Space Station yesterday in Glanmire. The background to this is that one of the people I'm sitting at this table with broadcast or shared a tweet last night telling everybody in Glanmire and in his circle that the International Space Station was passing overhead, right? That tweet was picked up by me and passed on to other people, I think. It was also picked up by the other man who's sitting at the table with me. And yet this morning, here we are at this table, and not one of the three of us have actually seen the International Space Station. Okay, number one, person number one, what's your excuse for not actually seeing the International Space Station last night? And I'm coming to you next.
My excuse is very, very selfish, I'm afraid. The space station was passing from the west at 9:27 p.m. last night, and I just happened to be going playing golf on Friday morning, shortly now, and I needed to know what the weather was, so I had to stay in to watch the weather forecast. And the weather forecast was a couple of minutes late last night, but I didn't realise it, and when I got out the door it was 9:31 and it was gone.
Okay, that's excuse number one. By the way, you, when you listen to this, you have to decide whether you believe any of these excuses, right? I move now to the second man. Why did you not watch the International Space Station last night?
Well, first of all, Paul, I didn't realise the International Space Station was passing by until I saw Noel's tweet last night. And if Noel had written, "The International Space Station is passing by," I'd have went out and looked at it. But all he wrote was, "The ISS is passing by." And it took me a half an hour to figure out what ISS meant. I could have rang Noel, but I says, no, I'm not going to ring him. I'm going to torture myself and find out and figure out what ISS means. I was around 10 o'clock when it struck me, International Bloody Space Station. And by the time I got out, it was gone.
Right. Now, listeners, do you believe that excuse? Now, my excuse is that I was on Skype. I was on Skype with Nick Kellett, who's about 400 miles inland on the west coast of Canada by the side of a lake, and I was talking to him about who he is, and he designed a game, the name of which I can't remember, but I was so riveted by Nick Kellett, or actually so excited by the prospect that somebody as famous as Nick Kellett should want to speak to me, that I forgot about the International Space Station. So there we have it, guys. I wonder, will any of the listeners believe any of our excuses?
They're all true, Bob.
Of course, mine is more true than yours.